My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We love Diana Russini, who's in studio with us. Diana now with The Athletic, of course, and she's been covering the Jets a lot along with the rest of the league. Diana, good morning. Thanks
Hi,
for being here.
Guys, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Man, I tell you, unlike Stu Gatz, you are beloved in this building. Ryan Hurley was so excited to
it's
see you. Everybody was, I was excited to see it. Him, on the other hand, you know, he's left a little bit of a trail of slime the last time he was here. So it's been tough to start to convincing the staff here that he's actually an okay guy.
I mean, her name was at the security desk, unlike mine. She was greeted by people unlike me.
Yeah.
I was calling people trying to get help to get into this place because they changed the entrance. No one was picking up their phone. Al was on the air. So was Eddie C.
Eddie C? I know you're calling him Eddie C.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
What are you doing?
Eddie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I stand by fraud.
Eddie, now I have to live with that for a year.
Eddie C,
I don't know what happened there. Now I have to live with that for a year. But Russini walks in, and they roll out the red carpet. Well, she deserves it, but so do I.
She brought Dunkin' for us, some wonderful donuts.
Stu, what'd you bring?
Nothing. Me. I brought water.
I did bring water.
Listen, this is WFAN. I watch it all the time. I watch these guys all the time. I got here last year. I told Gio, I thought it'd be bigger. I thought it'd be nicer.
Yeah. Well.
It's still not. A year later. I mean.
You thought the studio would be bigger and nicer.
Yeah.
The first thing I said to Ryan Hurley, the program director, this place is beautiful. Mm. This is wonderful.
It's not. Yeah, it's okay.
She's going to get hired here. It's unbelievable.
Well, here's what's interesting. So yesterday when Stu reached out to me and said, hey, can you come on? He said, can you come by at 9? And then Ryan Hurley texted me. He's like, hey, we would really love if you came in studio, hung out with the show a little bit, talked some Jets, talked about your new podcast, Scoop City. Has 8. I said, sure, 8's great. And I'm thinking, who's running this place? Because Stu Gatz is booking me.
Right.
You're a guest of the show, Stu.
Yeah,
and you come in here and you think you're the main host. Like, well, you're not Boomer.
Exactly. For Boomer. I keep saying that.
In for Boomer.
For Boomer.
I respect Boomer. Listen, Boomer came on my podcast, and you're right, I'm not Boomer. I'm bigger. I don't know what to tell you.
No.
I'm not saying that. Boomer, I love you. I didn't say it, okay? I'm lashing out in all directions.
You certainly
I'm getting
are.
Names wrong. I'm excited Diana's here, but you're right. I had her 9 to 10 because I wanted to have a little meal with Diana afterwards, but now I can't. Now I feel like I'm being set up for something.
No. I mean, I think
Sal is going to kick my ass.
No, it's not that. I just think that there was power moves left and right that were going on here with you and Ryan Hurley because Ryan Hurley took the job that
got
you
it.
Turned down.
Yes.
So now he had to show that he's in charge. So he didn't put your name on the security list, put Diana's name on the security list.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, move Diana's time because you booked her at 9. He said, no. I'm in charge, 8 o'clock.
Right.
And
I'll tell you when she's coming.
And me,
right.
Al, and Eddie are in Boomer and Geo summer mode, so we don't care. we are feet up right now. You guys do whatever the hell you want.
So Stu is leading on this company and the listeners here in having them believe that he was the first choice for the program director job, and Ryan Hurley is the backup quarterback here? Is that who's taking over as the starter? Is that what happened?
I think that's the truth.
I have regret. You know what? I spoke to Ryan yesterday, and I apologized within the first 30 seconds. I did 2 things to Ryan. I apologize for giving that off, and I pitched him a show with me and you. Me and Diana Russini. Inside of 2-hour shows, Al, And I pitched me and Diana Rossini as a show.
Wait, you pitched a show? You didn't even talk to me about this.
Well, I just figured you'd be okay with it.
I'm not. I don't want to do a show with you at all, ever.
That's love great. So you've been a fan of the radio station being a New Jersey product, and that is so cool. And when I found out that you were a listener, I got excited, irrationally excited about that. Both you and Mike Garofolo, when I found you guys listen, I was like, oh, that's cool. Because they, like, know stuff about the NFL, and then, like, they listen to us idiots. So I was like, that's great. So I was excited to hear that. So you've been listening. You and your dad, I hear, have been fans of the radio station for a long time.
My whole family is listening right now. Guys, I was on national television for almost 10 years.
Right.
My parents saw me on TV maybe one time. But I'm on the fan right now. My dad is under the carport of our house right now with a little AM radio that probably is running low on a battery that he probably has to replace, with it up close to his ear. He's almost 70 years old. He's going to be 70 next week. Listening intently to make sure, not that I'm informed and credible and interesting. His feedback's going to be, were you nice to the guy? Did you make Gio feel good?
Right.
Not were the guys nice to you?
Correct. Not like, did you audit? Did you share all the stuff you know? No. It's going to be, did you listen to them? What did they have to say about the Jets? Did they tell you about the Jets? Yeah, Dad, I know a lot about the Jets. Maybe you should ask me.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right.
When is your dad going to realize you know more about the Jets than anybody?
Apparently, all the men in my life right now do not care that I know anything about football. And unfortunately, in 2024 here, it's still an issue, but that's okay. And at some point here, they'll give. Even my in-laws who are in Philadelphia, I recently wrote a story about the state of the Eagles right now. Mm-hmm. And my husband sent the article and all the information to my in-laws who are season ticket holders, big Eagles fans, brother-in-laws, father-in-law. They're all so into it. No response, nothing. They talk about me in WIP text messages. Oh, my God, they're talking about Diana right now.
It's I love that.
Maybe if you should read my article on The Athletic, owned by the New York Times, you should check it out. It's pretty good. Sent it to you 3 days ago.
Not today, though. All right, so let's get into some of this stuff, because you were all over the Aaron Rodgers story, the Zach Wilson story last year with The Athletic, and Zach Rosenblatt. You guys did a tremendous job and gave us a lot to talk about, for sure. So, you know, as we're finally here at training camp, and this Aaron Rodgers stuff seems to be behind him, and addressing the mini camp, the mandatory mini camp, and missing that, what is your sense about this organization as it embarks on this training camp, as opposed to last year with all the pomp and circumstance and Hard Knocks and all of that?
Here's what I love, Gio. One of the reasons why I listen to you is I learn from you, because you are one of the most polished broadcasters in New York.
Oh,
you do. You have a nice charm
about
you. You want
to stay till 10 now so you can have breakfast with Stu? It sounds good.
You're so clean. You get in and out real quick. And there's a craft to doing this job, and you do it at such a high level. But I appreciate that you were hesitating there, to almost going, where do I even begin? Yeah. Because I do think Jets fans feel that way of, like, there just always seems to be a lot of noise. But I think now, with training camp starting, the fan base should have the same feeling ownership does, and really the entire building there in Florham Park, which is a new chapter. We are starting fresh. Whatever that was last year, all the mess that came with it, the distractions, the heartbreak with Aaron Rodgers' injury, the challenges with Zach Wilson, all the things that we saw that were painful to watch appear to be behind them. And a lot of that was used as a lesson for how they want to conduct themselves this year. We're going to see a different Robert Saleh this year. I firmly believe that. I think he learned a lot about some of the mistakes he was making in the media last year, some of the mistakes about his cadence and body language in the building, in the walls of the facility.
But he already blew it a couple weeks ago with the whole mandatory minicamp thing. He made a story out of nothing.
Yeah, so but he got the locker room back. I mean, that's a big, it's big for him.
I don't necessarily believe he got the locker room back.
The
attempt was, everyone in football knows that Aaron Rodgers runs this team and we got to change it. But it's just like parenting, right? If you tell your 2-year-old they can have ice cream every single morning, the next, they're going to ask for it every day. Then one day you can't just say, no, we're not doing ice cream anymore. You can't pull it back in. Like, once you give that leash, and they gave Aaron. And here's the thing. I said this when they were able to get Aaron Rodgers in a New York Jets uniform. I give them credit for handing him the keys. He knows how to win. He understands what a good culture is. He understands what it takes in terms of practice in the meeting rooms. I'm fine with that. The problem I've had this whole time watching how they've been operating is allowing all the input to come from Aaron Rodgers, because then Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh lose that leadership and the credibility as the, we'll call it, the adults running the show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.